Grind up some greasy, greasy coffee beans. Columbia, dark supreme. My heart beats fast and my eyes are wide. Make me toss and turn all night.
Welcome to episode 216 of Grits to Glitz, the podcast that asks the question, is this appropriate to talk about on the podcast? Nice girls don't.
Greasy, greasy coffee beans. Make me feel so extreme.
But we're not nice girls. That was Greasy Coffee Beans by Robert Morgan Fisher from themusicalley.com, and I am putting my cocktail far, far away from my
He never would have let us use that if he knew the context in which his fine music would be played.
Oh, I love coffee. I really do. And I love our theme song. I really do. But
kind of like Robert Morgan Fisher, too, but...
Yeah. Oh, no, please.
You first.
You. No, no.
See how polite you are? I'm Amy. I'm in Las Vegas.
I'm Amy's sister, Bay. I'm in East Tennessee.
And if you, too, are quite proper and dainty and bird-like... You may wish to call us at 206-309-7232.
Or you might wish to email us at amy@gritstoglitz.com or bay@gritstoglitz.com or...
We don't talk about such things at gritstoglitz.com.
I enjoy that. Hello, people. And I have to say, if this is your first time listening to Grits to Glitz, where the hell have you been?
I got retweeted today by somebody funny in Las Vegas. There's a guy who's like, he does blogging for the, it used to be Harrah's, what is it, Caesars Entertainment now. And he's really very funny.
Mm-hmm. Why did you get retweeted?
Because I talked about boners. Let me put that in context for you, okay? I can sense a theme to this episode.
Oh, I'm so sorry, listeners. Polite listeners. I'm so sorry. But this is going to be one of those episodes.
Okay, no. This is perfectly polite. This has to do with Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss is polite?
Yes, except that in 1931, he put out a book called Boners.
You're a lie.
No, I am not. You have lived in a house with such a book, too. I had that book when I was a teenager, and I took it. It is not what it sounds like. It was illustrated by Theodore Geisel, who is Dr. Seuss, and right. It was a compilation of stupid answers that kids had given on tests.
Boners.
And boners. The mistakes.
Yeah.
And this guy, Dribbleglass, is what he goes by on Twitter, and he had been talking about Dr. Seuss, several things about Dr. Seuss. And I said, I have a book by Dr. Seuss with the title Boners. No, it's not what you're thinking. And he retweeted that. And I immediately got a batch of followers.
I bet you did.
Ooh, Vegas mom, talking about boners.
Oh, that's the kind of reputation Las Vegas has.
I know, it's totally undeserved. I'm so cultured. It was a first edition of a book by renowned children's author.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, this is not going to be one of those podcasts.
No.
Yeah, if you're expecting a lot of discussion of, well, boners, then you're probably going to want to tune into something else. But right. If you're wondering about how long the line is at the bistro at the Bijou in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Now, let me just say, that we were ahead of the curve on this one.
We were totally ahead of the curve. We were. I'm sorry.
How long ago? I want to look it up.
Okay. Ticka, ticka, type, type. Ticka, type, type.
Ticka, 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 ticka. Bistro. On January the 13th
yep.
of 2012.
What was the best thing about working in downtown Knoxville?
Dining at the Bistro at the Bijou.
And frankly, I've been dining there since, 1997 or so. Actually, earlier than that. So I'm way ahead of the curve.
You're so smart. But now it's made national news.
Yippee! For being, and I want to go find Martha, the owner of the Bistro at the Bijou, and hug her, except she's too darn busy to be hugged right now. Because last week, we also podcasted about Senator Stacey Campfield, who...
A.K.A. as one astute Twitter follower... named him Senator Asshat.
Yes. Thank you for talking about Senator Asshat. And wow, that's a great name. And that really should be emblazoned on something. Senator Asshat lives here. Except it's embarrassing.
Space.
Yeah, it really is. He got kicked out of the Bistro at the Bijou. What? And it made national news. And people talked about it on talk shows. And smart people talked about it snarkily. And I love it so much.
The fabulous thing is when you look at the newspaper article, and you know the comments of the newspaper are for the crazies to come out of the woodwork mm-hmm. and scream at each other. And they did this article about, okay, let's back up just a little bit. Senator Asshat, if Campfield, is the one who did the Never Say Gay bill.
Right.
He also went on a radio show a week or so ago
awesome.
And said that AIDS came from having sex with a monkey and that it is virtually impossible to catch AIDS with heterosexual sex.
Yes.
And then he tried to walk into a restaurant. And the restaurant owner said, no, that, and in so many words, the quote was, that son of a bitch is not going to eat in my restaurant.
That's like 2 blocks from my office, and I love it so much. And everyone kept showing the picture of the sign out in front. Did you see the mm-hmm. picture? Where it's like
fried chicken and no Stacy.
Fried chicken, crispy chicken livers, and no Stacy were the specials of the day. And I so loved that. And it made national news. And really and truly, we should have other intelligent things like that making national news.
Oh, absolutely. And that's what I was going to say. The newspaper article, here's the facts, just the facts, here's what happened. The comment section was primarily intelligent human beings saying, thank God, hallelujah, I'm going to go eat there.
Yep.
There was an editorial about how let's all go to the Bistro at the Bijou.
Same thing.
And so it's really a serious question. How long is the line over there now?
Oh, it really is. It's extraordinarily hard to get into the Bistro at the Bijou right now. And it was not easy before, but it's much worse now. And it's going to be a while before I get to eat there again. And I'm sorry about that, except it's so awesome. And I love it so much that, okay, I'm going to have to let it have that.
I love it when people vote with their money, which
yes.
is why I'm going to go do a little shopping at JCPenney. Did you hear about that?
No, what?
JCPenney named Ellen DeGeneres as a spokeswoman.
Oh, that. Okay, go on.
And all the million moms said, oh, no, you can't. She's a lesbian. She's
one of
those.
Oh, no.
And
oh, no.
So, vote with your dollars. Go buy you some socks at JCPenney.
And other things, I've bought some really nice things at JCPenney this year. And this gives me another reason to go back.
There you go. They got some nice things.
Also, I really like their new ad campaign about they're not going to do any coupons and sales and you don't have to jump through hoops. You're just going to get great prices.
I'm in favor of that also. That's saving money is a good thing.
Yep. Yes, we do like to save the pennies.
So, did I tell you about how I talked about dirty words in the office?
You mentioned something about that. Please say it on the air. Please, please, please say it on the podcast.
Well, I tweeted, I messaged it to you, and I don't know that it had quite the impact that it did when I was in the office, but I was talking to a fellow programmer.
Programmer.
Yes. And we were talking about web technologies such as HTML and CSS and VB.net. And
right.
I said, he asked me, why is this line pulling in this value at this thing? And I said, meaning that it has to do with the fact that it is a line of ASP code.
Right. That's a kind of code. ASP.
ASP. Right. If you look at a web page and it says ASPX. Like
I've seen that. Yeah.
That's ASP. And I said it does that because of the ASP-ness of it.
No. Oh, Amy.
You and did. I just immediately heard what I had said.
Oh, no.
My coworker acted like nothing had happened, and yet something had.
Amy said penis at work.
I said penis at work. And if the particular coworker I was talking to had been a little cooler, we would have all gone, oh! Sorry, you know. But no, he's not particularly cool. So we were just like, yes, it's ASP. See, this is ASP right here.
Can I just say, I work at a family law office. And so we hear about the intimate details of people's marriages. And occasionally that word has come up in the office at every time I'm standing there with my hands over my ears going, no, we are not talking about hoo-hoos and wah-wahs at the office. No, we're not.
As I recall, you had to compile a great large file about a particular hoo-hoo.
No, we're not. And I still can't believe I walked into work that day and had to look at pictures of a hoo-hoo. I just cannot. And my boss handed it to me in all seriousness and said, you need to turn these into these JPEGs into PDFs. And I was like, no, I don't. No, I'm not.
JPEGs are just fine. You keep your damn JPEGs. You PDF them yourself, mister.
The absolute truth is when you're putting these together for exhibits for a trial, you have to, this is called Bates stamping, and I had never heard of it until I was a legal assistant. I was like, what's Bates stamping? And I'm Googling Bates stamping. And that's the process by which exhibit pages are stamped with a number.
So you have exhibit A and exhibit
Exhibit A, page 46, yes. And that way everybody has the same page 46.
With the same hoo-hoo on it.
The same hoo-hoo on it. And in order to Bates stamp things in the computer age, it has to be PDFs and not JPEGs. And so I really did have to turn JPEGs into PDFs of a hoo-hoo. Just no.
So you love your job, huh?
Love my job. It's incongruous. This is something that we didn't put it in the podcast fodder, but this came up this week. Early this week, I texted my sister, my dear darling sister in Las Vegas. Hi, Amy.
Hello.
And I said, I just filed for some guy's divorce. And later, the exact same day, I texted my sister and I said, I'm preparing paperwork to rest a child from one home to another. And my dear darling sister in Las Vegas wrote back and said, there's something a little bit incongruous about how much you love the job.
And yet I did turn around the very next day and say, I'm learning how to fire people. So we're just wrecking lives all over the place.
Left and right. And you know, you still haven't explained that to me, so you're going to have to tell me all about it later.
It's just, you know, which button to press to make somebody fired. You're fired. I have the power.
You're not really firing people. You're just marking them as fired in the system, right?
I don't make the decision.
Oh, cool.
Make them a fired person. I just make it official. Boom, you're fired. I'm the Donald Trump.
That's excellent.
But my job is better than people at Groupon.
Oh my goodness. Do we have a screenshot of the Groupon in Las Vegas right now?
I can get a screenshot. Did you click on the link that I sent you?
I did, and there it was. It was amazing.
You know what they give discounts on in Las Vegas?
Well, in Knoxville, they get discounts on manicures and flowers and cupcakes. What do they give discounts on in Las Vegas?
Dildos.
Next, you're going to be telling me feather headdresses.
I've not seen that one. They do have ATV rides out in the desert.
Well, that'd be fun.
But this was interesting, you know, because I get an email every single day that says, oh, there's a Groupon about this, and there's cupcakes, mm-hmm. and there's manicures, and there's all this kind of stuff. And then today it was
adult aids, adult toy. What was it? It was adult.
Adult novelties.
That's it. Adult novelties. Like, we're really, ooh, that's novel. I've never seen
that. That's novel. I've never seen one of those before. Attached to a person.
Oh, my goodness. No, they don't give those away in Knoxville.
Yeah. No, I saw that it was interesting. First of all, there are stores in Las Vegas that sell such things openly. And I know where they are because they have great, big, huge signs.
Interactive signs that move.
Without wanting to know where they are, I know where they are.
Yeah.
If I had an urgent need
for
adult novelties, I would know where to get them.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm so worried about America right now.
Just worry about Las Vegas. Actually, let me see. I'm trying to find the thing. Adult novelties. There it is. 120 of them have been purchased. So apparently there's a great need for those things in Las Vegas.
I'm speechless. I don't have anything else to say. I'm like, wow. Okay. Super Bowl.
This is Vegas.
Yay.
That's and the way we roll.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, how's the weather?
I just thought.
I know.
That's yet another way that it's a little different from where I grew up.
Yeah. Oh, Amy, I'm so worried about you.
I didn't buy the Groupon.
Well, thank you. Oh, that's good. That's yay. Thank you for letting us know. We were burning with wonderment at that. Okay.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Okay, speaking.
Next.
Oh, yeah. You know what we don't have in our podcast fodder notes?
What?
Project Runway All-Stars, so we have to make room for that.
Well, don't we normally put that towards the end?
We do. So let's talk about, okay, we got some email, really cool email from Ben in Canada. Hi, Ben.
Hey, Ben.
And
we heard from a number of people, but yeah. Ben made our day.
Ben did. He made our day. He talked about we were talking about the savory and sweet snacks last weekend, and he said that there's a restaurant and bar in Savannah called Chocolate Bar, and I hope he means Savannah, Georgia.
That I would hope so.
I don't know of any other Savannahs, except for in Africa. And he says, when I was there 2 years ago, I had to try their chocolate cayenne pepper pie. Just love
now,
that name.
You remember, though, that this has to do with Project Runway.
Also, yes.
Because, okay, all right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And Ben says, it was amazing. The dark chocolate pie was what you tasted first. And as you swallowed, you got the heat from the peppers. I told my friends it was like sin and punishment all in one bite.
Slap me. It feels good.
I love Ben. I really do. And he's going to be in Las Vegas in April. So if you guys are going to be there at the end of April, say hi to Ben for me.
And Ben, let me know. Okay. Catch up with me. Send me a note. Drop me a note. Let's get together and have some lunch or something.
That would be good. And we had voicemail from Danita in Fort Worth, who was watching Project Runway and catching up.
Well, this is about Project Runway old business,
mm-hmm.
because she, I thought, had some great insight
yes.
on the winning outfit from last week. And here's what Danita said.
And I have to agree with Amy and Bay. I thought that Michael's dress, I didn't get it. That was the stupidest looking thing I've ever seen. I've seen choir robes with more design to it. It looked like mucus, and I don't like the color, and I didn't like how he styled it.
Oh,
I cut her off a little bit early there, but she didn't like how he styled it. It was, but my favorite of all was it looked like mucus.
I loved that.
And that is so descriptive. You know, this is why I love the language, because you can paint a picture with words.
Thank you, Danita. You put it as only you could put it. And I really loved it. Yes, it did look like mucus, and it was amazing to me. And he won with that? Are you kidding? Oh, my God.
Moo moo. And also, I found out in that voicemail, I found another thing, which is that Danita was originally from Tennessee. So no wonder she is so cool.
Yes, it's, you know, old. It's like, okay, I don't know how to put it, but it's nice to.
Old home week.
There you go. Homecoming week at the church. Okay. That was very cool. So now Project Runway All-Stars.
Yes. And I'm about to go to mylifetime.com, so it'll start playing stuff, and then I'll have to shut it up.
Okay. See, I always have the runway pulled up.
Okay. Oof, I clicked it fast enough.
Yay!
Okie dokie.
This week's challenge, they were set loose in Central Park and told to find a muse, which was kind of amusing because Angela couldn't figure out whether it was muse or muses. She doesn't know the plural of muse.
Oh, I didn't catch that.
It was very, very small, and I'm splitting hairs, but she really did not know the plural of muse.
She's, because it ends with a zzz sound.
Yes, it does.
It's already plural.
Yes. Okay. On the Rate the Runway, we start off with Anthony and his palazzo pants. And whenever you say palazzo pants, I'm there throwing a parade. I love the palazzo pants. I think palazzo pants should be a necessity. I think that's a basic wardrobe must.
I like wide-legged pants with a nice, soft, drapey fabric that moves like a maxi skirt, you know?
Right. I agree. How did this outfit trip your Ziz wheel?
It really kind of didn't. I didn't love this outfit. Anthony, I thought he had a great point. He said, finally, here's a challenge that it's helpful to have a personality. I've been beat up for having a personality. What? And so now he goes up and he just charms people right out of their clothes.
It was awesome. It was wonderful to watch. But he was too good at it. He had too much material with which to work. And it clearly overwhelmed him.
It would have been nice if he could have used that busy psychedelic print as an accent somewhere on the clothing instead of just
in the handbag. Oh, that was so sad. But if you look the pants, the pants are beautiful.
The pants are nifty. I'm in the stills. Here I'm trying to see.
I know.
The stills, they're kind of funky. She has a fin. She's kind of a mermaid-y looking thing with that ruffle. But it made a statement.
And she was turbanate, which made me feel, you know, very how much do we love? And I love the turbanate. So I wanted to like this outfit. I really did. And I totally love Anthony. I really do. So I gave it a 3 stars.
Well, I you know, the thing is, with Project Runway All-Stars, the first time they go down the runway, when they go zoom, 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 they're done. It's hard to sort them out and go, ew, that's ugly. Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. Or whatever. They're all acceptable.
Yes, they are. They're at least acceptable, at least at this point. The first challenge, no. And the Miss Piggy challenge, blah. But the regular challenge, the actual fashion challenges, everything is great.
Miss Piggy, by the way, Danita had a lot to say about how Miss Piggy is a puppet. Thank you, Danita.
She really is. Okay, so Michael got a pass from us.
Oh, Anthony.
Anthony, sorry. Anthony. Sorry, y'all. I'm really bad with names. I don't know if I've ever mentioned that on the podcast, but I am really bad with names. Okay.
It's okay.
And then there was Austin Scarlett, and I loved his muse. Oh, I loved her so much. And then
I liked the girl, yes. Yeah.
And everyone gave Austin pretty much a pass on this outfit, and I thought it was tortured and ridiculous and insanely girly compared to his muse.
It's a whole lot more, yes, you're right. It's much girlier than his girl.
Right.
But it also has some zippers and some hard elements on it.
Okay. She's got bright Frankenstein hair, so that's hard.
And the skirt is in that punk. I know that I had skirts kind of like that in the 80s. You know? I don't know.
I don't know. It was a really sweet outfit. I feel bad for his muse because this doesn't reflect her style at all. It's the same color scheme and that's about it.
Yeah. Well.
But she was adorable.
See, it's just a shame I wasn't there in Central Park because they'd have a lot of fabric to work with.
Yeah, they would.
Here, they'd make two or three things out of this.
Oh, that's awesome. No, they couldn't. But
for those models.
But we do have to give Austin Scarlett a total pass. That's an okay outfit. And then we go to Jarrell's outfit. And just two episodes ago, I thought Jarrell should have won and was robbed. And now I'm looking at this and I'm going, what the earth is he thinking?
It's kind of wackadoodle, isn't it?
It is crazy. It's crazy.
What?
On the other hand, oh my gosh, that model has the most amazing body. There is not an ounce of fat on her. She is totally tone.
Every one of those models has a body that I would die for.
Yeah. Knock over little old ladies. I want that body. Blam.
But, yes. But she looks like a belly dancer with epaulettes.
That was a little Michael Jackson for me. I don't get
it's
that one.
Colorful. Lots and lots of color.
Yeah. Jarrell, I'm sorry, would have been in the bottom two for me. Do you have a thought?
No, I can agree with that. I'm sorry. Forgive my silence. I was yawning.
Okay, Kara asked for help with the pants. I don't care. The girl's butt looked awesome in the pants.
Wait, I'm getting there. Oh, those are some good pants. Well, the crotch is a little bit insane. They're kind of high-waisted.
Well, I love high-waisted. I know. I'm old-fashioned. I'm a mom. Whatever. Call me whatever names you want to. I can't stand hip huggers. I can't wait for pants to go back to the waist. I can't wait.
I would rather my pants not fall off.
Mm-hmm. But,
yeah. That's
thank you very much.
And so, central to their purpose.
But the booty looked good in these pants. I loved the top. I loved the jacket, which we barely saw. And then she slung the jacket over her shoulder and covered up her booty.
Yeah. But it's a nice little basic pair of pants. And is it a jumpsuit? It's a jumpsuit, right? Is that all one piece?
Oh, no. Surely not.
No.
I thought that was like a top and the pants and then the
You're right. I'm looking at the back of it and I thought that the zipper went down, but no, it's two pieces. Okay.
I don't love the hat and this whole outfit. I know that Kara shouldn't have gotten help, but she did get help. I don't care. It's a good outfit. At the end of the day, what I really care about is, does it look good? Is it something I would want to wear? And this is something I would want to wear.
It's cute.
It is.
Cute,
I would have
summary.
To be, yeah, a little bit younger than I am right now, but it's a great outfit. Kenley's outfit for somebody who was bopping all over the place and being awesomely helpful to everybody, whether they wanted it or not. I didn't like this dress.
Really?
It was okay, but it was just barely okay.
I found it quite interesting, I have to say. I don't like Kenley at all as a person, but and I think, you know, it's a many of the styles that we see on Project Runway are a bit much for human beings.
That's true. That's a good way of putting that.
But still, this was it's got so much interest with the various types and sizes and directions of stripes. And then she's got the houndstooth in there, too.
That was a little crazy. I think that's what I didn't like. The houndstooth is kind of a muddy color, and the rest of it is so crisp and clean. I love the back of it. As much as I can complain about the front, the back of it is just gorgeous and would make anyone look good. That's a
vertical
flattering
stripes.
Yeah, that's a flattering look. So good job, Kenley.
By the way, this was another thing that Danita brought up in her voicemail. They made a big deal out of people having 6 hours to make these outfits. Mm-hmm. But she pointed out Anya, who didn't know how to sew, made a whole collection in 6 hours. So
I don't know, Amy. I really couldn't do 6 hours. I couldn't do anything in 6 hours except rip my hair out and chew my nails and watch something on the internet.
It's not much time. Yeah, a lot of these things that are like 1 hour pattern that I get in an hour, I might have cut it out because
right.
I've got
maybe
to pin it and trace it and cut it and all this. Yeah,
yeah.
So,
okay, Michael.
Now we get to Michael.
Yeah,
he made a swimsuit.
Do you know, I think it was Michael who was in the makeup room saying, think Sarah Jessica Parker 1999. Was that Michael?
I don't recall that line.
I think it was. And yes, this is Sarah Jessica Parker 1999, Sex and the City. And I'm sorry, but she would never wear anything that was so sad up top. The bottom of it, I get. I really do. If you put it in the Sarah Jessica Parker Sex and the City context, I get that. But the bodice is unforgivably sad.
But that's because he didn't have time to put boning in it.
He had time to put boning in it the day before. He just didn't think of that outfit before then.
I think it's interesting that it's remarkably like his illustration. When he originally drew it, if you look on the Rate the Runway.
Wow.
It's what he drew.
And the butt looks really good. It's just the bodice that I have a problem with. Massive amounts of problems with. Yikes. Michael.
It had some design to it.
Yeah. If Michael is listening, and I know he's not because he's busy. But if you're listening. Wow. Consider yourself very, very lucky.
He is lucky that there was something else that was deemed worse.
Worse. Yeah.
How about Mila? How do you like her color palette?
It would be nice if she would bring in some banana or some pink or, you know, persimmon, something that does something. And she does it. She just, it's so clearly says, black, white, gray, period.
She says, I gave you red last week. Cut me a freaking break.
But you know what? The outfit is awesome.
The outfit is great.
I love it.
And I don't remember her muse.
Wow.
She smiled at people, though, and it looked like her face hurt.
It did not. She looked good. I liked Mila in this one, and it was good. And I think her muse was a man, wasn't it?
I don't recall.
I think it was. And then Mondo.
Somebody wearing black, which isn't that hard to find in New York.
Mondo, oh, my God. So much taste. So fabulous. There was something about this outfit that really said Gilda Radner to me, and I'm like, I'm sure Mondo probably doesn't even know who Gilda Radner was, but there's something about this outfit that says that to me.
The hair?
Oh, well, that's really more Lorraine Newman hair, but the outfit.
Oh my gosh. Wait, sorry. Bunny Trail Time. Okay. Elaine Boozler is coming to Las Vegas. I follow her on Twitter, and I'm thinking I'm going to go see her show.
When?
In a couple weeks. You want to come?
Yes, I can.
I can buy you a ticket.
I'm sorry. I have to divorce people. I'm so sorry.
I've got to fire people. I'll make a break for Elaine Boozler.
No, I love this outfit. I'm so glad that Mondo finally won something. Yay!
Yay! Time for him to win. And this, I don't know why it is. So many of these outfits are reminding me of little things from the 80s. I had the asymmetrical jacket closure. I had the bright colors in the, you know, it's just, she's cute.
Yeah, it's a great outfit, and she looks wonderful and so chic and just so fresh and so Mondo. I'm so happy. I really am.
I think the denim in the jacket was something he bought at Mood.
No, the denim definitely came from people's pants.
Oh, that's right, because people were taking their pants off.
I know. That was a great episode. It really was. This is a keeper, you guys.
Go back and watch it again.
Okay, and the last one on the Rate the Runway, that's Rami, and I'm going to go ahead and call it. I think that this year's Project Runway All-Stars is going to be a dead tie between Mondo and Rami.
They both deserved a big win. You know, they both were so good in their seasons.
Yes.
Mondo, in particular, was robbed.
Yes.
And Rami seems to have done okay.
I think he's grown. You know, he was just the guy who draped his season. And there's so much more to him this season, this time around. And I think this outfit in particular really says a lot. And the fact that they picked on him over the hat, really, really,
what does that hat have to do with anything on that
outfit? I know.
Outfit?
That's just an accessory. And the rest of the outfit is beautiful.
He could have done without it. I'm in the hat hater club. I wish he hadn't done the hat.
Rami, I love the hat. I do. I think it's the finishing touch. And I love the fact that it's navy instead of black. It really brings it to an entirely different level.
He could have given that hat. I'm just looking. I'm comparing. Yes, he could have given that hat to Mondo's model. And it would have gone better with that outfit.
But then she wouldn't have had the big hair. She needed that big hair.
Okay. I have to say, I like the little bias piping around the shorts.
Love it. Love it. I love it. I do. So Anthony was the oft designer, and I'm really sorry to see him go.
He was just fine with that, though. He was like, okay, yeah.
Oh, he was lovely. He really was.
He's down in Atlanta, isn't he?
Yes. So much fun.
Yes. I want to buy something for
you. I
like fun people.
Right. So that's why we like Project Runway in general. It's fun.
It is fun. It's fun to judge people. Come judge people with us.
And I so,
divorce
so
and
loved,
fire them.
What was the name of the guest judge? Sean Avery. A hockey player who cares about fashion. And I just want to show pictures of him to my boss and say, look, if he can wear pink glasses, you can wear orange glasses.
Your boss isn't afraid of wearing orange glasses, though, is he?
Well, on like off days, he doesn't wear them to court. And I'm like, wear them to court because they're awesome.
Go Vols.
Yeah, exactly.
I still think he needs to come and buy, because you have said he likes to wear glasses that make a statement.
Yes.
And I think he needs to come to Las Vegas because Cosmopolitan has retro specs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's
And I think he, because he has used you as a style consultant, he needs to bring you along to consult.
I like the way this is going. Yes. Yeah, I like the way that goes. So, okay, that I think is everything from our podcast fodder.
That's what we had lined up to talk about.
And it was so, so wonderful to hear from so many listeners this week. And I'm glad you guys are enjoying the Bistro at the Bijou. And why? No, why?
Did I tell you about the story I told Bridget on Twitter?
No, no.
Bridget from Emergency Pants said, Twitter, tell me a story. And I happened to catch that tweet shortly after it was tweeted. And I used my creative powers to come up with a haiku story.
143 characters or less.
And haiku, damn it. Okay?
Damn it, yeah.
My haiku story for Bridget went, once upon a time, Ooey Gooey was a worm. Tragic train mishap. And she retweeted me. I got a kick out of that.
Oh, and we always hear from listeners who say, I love it that you allude to the Strip podcast all the time. So let's allude one more time. The fabulous Steve Freese was on MSNBC today. Today being Saturday, February 4th.
Hey, that's a network I've heard of.
And we will link the video because he was completely fabulous. And I think if MSNBC thinks that you're a Las Vegas expert, then you need to move back to Las Vegas after you're finished with your fabulous fellowship in Michigan.
You I'm damn just Skippy.
I'm just, I'm just saying, Steve.
Not for my sake.
No, because how could I be so selfish? But to give to the entire country.
Las Vegas community.
America, the beautiful.
Needs you.
Exactly.
Oh, in other Las Vegas news, the Republicans threw out a reporter today in their... The LA Times reporter had gotten a GOP press pass and went, like she has done in years past or, you know, other elections, went to the caucus and she went to a particular precinct and their room and everything, and they threw her out. She's a spy!
What? She's just a reporter.
I'll link to that story, too.
Okay.
Very interesting, but I thought, so much for the freedom of the press and the press pass.
And we absolutely cannot let this weekend go by without at least mentioning, because I'm a fair person, Super Bowl weekend, blah, 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 Giants, blah, 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 Patriots, blah, 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 blah. I will be watching because I want to watch the Oscars this year and once again compare the commercials from the Super Bowl to the commercials from the Oscars.
That's so cerebral of you.
It really is, and it makes it so much more interesting. I highly recommend it to all of our listeners. If you're related to someone who insists on watching the Super Bowl and you're thinking, I'd rather eat ground glass, look at it from a point of commercials. It's a lot of fun.
It's the best thing about the game.
I
don't understand. I think we've said this before. I don't understand following teams that aren't the ones you root for.
Exactly.
If you're not specifically a fan of
then why those watch the game? Yeah.
Teams, whoever they are, watch. Don't get it.
So that seems to be our show, and I don't know how much of the barking next door has come through on my microphone, but my new neighbors are really bad dog owners, and I swear I'm going to call animal control.
I haven't heard the barking, and I hope you haven't heard any motorcycles outside my window.
Not a single one. That's amazing. We have really good sound equipment.
Yeah.
Yay us.
Yay us. Look, guys, if you care about the NFL or Project Runway.
Exactly.
Give us a call at 206-309-7232.
Or you can always write to us at whocaresaboutthenfl@gritstoglitz.com.
I guess we'll talk to you in another week or so.
Bye, bye, bye.
Bye.
Greasy coffee beans. The only high that's really clean. I like cream in my coffee like a thundercloud. Sugar as sweet as a horn is loud. If you wanna break the old routine, grind up some greasy, greasy coffee beans. Ah, greasy, greasy coffee beans. greasy, greasy coffee bean. Greasy, greasy coffee bean.
Welcome to episode 216 to Grits to... Oh, shit.
Take two.
Okay.